Hey y'all, I'm Sammy, your host of the You Are Made for More podcast. John 10:10 is a promise that Jesus came down to earth so that we would have life and have it abundantly. My prayer is that this podcast and all of the content that we put out will remind every student that they were made for more simply because of who they were created to be. My own walk with the Lord and my relationships with the teenagers that I disciple have shown me that once we understand whose we are, the game changes, or in other words, transformation happens. Our identity changes everything. We recognize that it takes investment and partnership between the church and parents to raise teens who know and believe who they are in Jesus, and we're here to help with that. So buckle up as we take this journey and take a look at what God has to say about friendships, relationships, sexuality, dating, and all the things in between. Welcome to the You Are Made for More podcast. This is our last episode of 2019 and the last episode of season one. I just wanted to take a quick short detour from our normal conversations about relationships to reflect on the past 6 months of the You Are Made for More podcast. And seriously, what better time to do that than during the Christmas season? Advent is always a time for me to personally reflect on the goodness of God and build up my confidence in the promises of God. It really is one of my favorite times of the year. The best application of all is the purposeful remembrance and expectation that Advent directs us toward in the second coming of King Jesus. And as we reflect on God's faithfulness to his promises, we are reassured in the promises that yet await us. Jesus said he is coming soon in Revelation 22 verse 12. I was reminded that as I was reading through Revelation and going through that book of the Bible, and the Lord reminded me that even though my concept of soon may seem to have a different measure than that of God's, the Holy Spirit strengthens our faith by tracing the accuracy of God's faithfulness to the saints long ago. Confidence in the second coming of Christ inspires missions. We're told that in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. It enables Christian fellowship and loving one another as he has loved us, as Hebrews 10:25 tells us. And really, it can even equip us for joyful suffering, and as we see in Hebrews 10:34. And to the rest of the world, that seems crazy. Joyful and suffering aren't really used in the same sentence. So if you are like me and you didn't grow up with a tradition of Advent in your family, or you didn't grow up going to church and hearing about Advent and what it really is all about, I just wanted to take this week to encourage you to consider what Advent means to you personally. What does it mean to purposefully prepare for the birth of Jesus during the Christmas season? Now, that's going to look a little different for you than it looks for me, but nevertheless, it's a great celebration of what Christmas is really about. Advent reminds me that God is Emmanuel, God with us, and I am not alone in my suffering or my hurt, even though so many times throughout the other 11 months of the year, I can feel like I am alone. This season reminds me that I am not, because God is Emmanuel and he is a God that is with us. Now, this episode is quick, but I just really wanted to take the time to encourage you all and thank you for being faithful listeners to the You Are Made for More podcast. It has been so fun hanging out with you guys, talking about all things faith, relationships, sexuality, family, and so, so much more. Season 2 is actually launching next month, and I'm excited for the lineup of guests that we're going to bring to you and the new topics and new testimonies of God's goodness that we're going to see through their stories. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, we find my favorite Christmas verse of all time. This is what it says. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So from me, Sammy, and from everyone who's involved with the You Were Made for More podcast, we just want to say Merry Christmas. It is the most wonderful time of the year, and I hope that you feel that. My prayer is that you guys would put your hope in Jesus, not only in this season, but in every season after this one, no matter what your life looks like, and that you would remember that he really is our Wonderful Counselor, our Mighty God, our Everlasting Father, and our Prince of Peace. We'll see you next month for season 2 of the You Are Made for More podcast. Be looking out for that. Make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast so that you don't miss when season 2 launches. In the meantime, I welcome you guys to send us guest recommendations or topics that you would like to hear about. You can DM us on Instagram, or our email is abundantlifeym@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you guys about what topics you want to hear about. But before we sign off season 1, would you guys, wherever you're at, if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but wherever you're at, if you would just take a moment to be with me in prayer, as we reflect on Advent and all that has happened in 2019 and just thank God for his goodness throughout that. Dear Jesus, during this Advent season, even as we long for your arrival, for your coming back, we recognize that our hearts are really prone to distraction, and sometimes it's really hard to keep that perspective, in Advent, let alone within the other 11 months of the year. We are pulled in 1,000 different directions by school or work or our kids or our friends or activities or achieving the perfect holiday and making everything look perfect for those around us. Social media distracts us, friends distract us. Sometimes our priorities don't really line up. God, so I would pray that you would teach us to center our hearts and minds on you. Help us to recognize the signs of your presence, even in the comings and goings of our everyday lives. Meet us in our longing as we await the arrival of your Son, and in the waiting, help us reflect the hope we have in Jesus to those around us. Help us spread the You Were Made for More message to everyone we come in contact with, that they are loved by God and that they were made for more than they're hearing around them. Jesus, may we reflect that and may we embody that truth and may it sink deep into our souls that we were made for more and that we can find that in your Son, who is the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. We thank you for Advent and Christmas and family and fun. And I just pray that in the middle of all of that, we would keep our eyes on you. God, we love you. Thank you for what you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for all the things you're working out currently that we have no idea about. God, just thank you that you are in all things. You're in everything at every moment of every day. God, we love you. We praise you. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Well, this is Sammy Gallo signing off the last episode of the You Are Made for More podcast season 1. We will see you right back here for season 2 in January of 2020.